Franklin.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Mark sounding a little bit nicer tonight, back on his old microphone. For those of you that were
that didn't
confused.
Work out.
Some of our listeners noticed last night when you tried swapping out to a different microphone, and it didn't work out. So we're back to sounding as we normally do. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know, those of you who are technically concerned last night, 800-259-9231, as always, a whole lot to talk about here tonight. Of course, your calls are primary, if you make them. Let's start things out, though. Let's talk a little bit about the Ron Paul campaign.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's an amazing campaign. He's really just done a fantastic job of getting out there and bringing up some issues that have probably never been talked about, at least as long as I've been alive in presidential politics, specifically things like the Federal Reserve, the war on drugs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, he's the only Republican out there suggesting that we should get out of the occupation of Iraq and bring the other, bring all the troops home from the other 135 military bases or countries that we have military bases in. There's 700 military bases, 135 countries that we're in. Nobody else is talking like that. These people are supposed to be fiscally responsible. The Republicans are supposed to be fiscally conservative. Please, not with maintaining a military like that.
Right, so with a message as
Republicans like bureaucrats, they like the government. They just want their bureaucrats armed to the teeth.
Yeah.
Democrats, they like their bureaucrats to hand out money to poor people and the disabled and things like that. But they both like government. It's just different types of government. And they think the government can solve problems.
So with a unique message like Ron Paul has, it's inevitable that the people that are a part of the establishment, those who are currently sitting in Washington, D.C. with their positions of power, those in the, again, the establishment media as well, will feel threatened. They're frightened. They're scared. They don't want this guy in the race. They want to do everything they can to marginalize him and to make his supporters seem like a bunch of kooks or whatever. So basically, apparently a memo...
They can't make him look bad because he's a Boy Scout. He was a doctor for...
They're going to do their best.
Doctor. He was ex-military. They can't do anything to make him look bad.
That's true, but there are some things that sort of surround Ron Paul that they're going to try to pick at. And essentially, LibertyMaven.com has come out with the official media guide to attacking Ron Paul. Now, this is sort of tongue-in-cheek a little bit here. They're suggesting that they've uncovered a letter from the Office of the Mainstream Media Czar, and that basically what it does is it outlines different ways to go after the Ron Paul campaign. This memo probably doesn't really exist, but it's sort of fun because it breaks down the ways they're going after Ron Paul. Here are some of the ways you can do it. You can marginalize him, and here are some of the tactics to utilize when applying for mass media Ron Paul rule. You can continually label him as a long-shot candidate. This is the most important of all the tactics, so it's listed first.
Just make sure that everybody understands, well, Ron Paul, doesn't not much chance he's going to make it.
Right.
Dark horse, long shot, terminology like that. Look, nobody's won the presidency. Mitt Romney is not president. Giuliani is not president. Ron Paul will be the president if most people vote for him. That's all.
Sure, it's true that Ron Paul has won or placed high in many straw polls across the country. But we must never mention so. Instead, in every article or television news story copy, we should use one or more of the terms dark horse, long shot, barely registering in the polls, quixotic, or gadfly. If we do this consistently, our job is complete. We can also attack his supporters. Ron Paul has a stellar personal record with his marriage of over 50 years, 5 children, and 18 grandchildren. His political record is also exemplary, with him never voting to raise taxes and always voting in accordance with the Constitution. Because of this, attacking him on his record is a daunting task. The best method to marginalize him, therefore, is to attack his supporters. This can be accomplished by calling his supporters names like kooky, crazy, conspiracy nutjobs, Paultards, and the like.
Now, here's another thing I don't understand. If you look at the Democrat side of this, and you'll find all kinds of crazy nuts. They're environmentalist nuts, but they're still they're people that want to get rid of the combustion engine, want us to live in caves. Think that any kind of technological advance is an attack on planet Earth. I mean, people that really do not want progress and they call Ron Paul supporters nuts?
Yeah. This is classic guilt by association and works well on the apathetic electorate. You can also call him libertarian as much as possible. Continually giving him the libertarian label is a great covert method of Ron Paul marginalization. This reinforces that he's not really a Republican, even though he has held office as a Republican for 10 terms. We find that if you're in radio or television, you might say the word libertarian using a negative tone during questioning. This perpetuates the extremism inherent in Ron Paul's policies, even though the word libertarian simply means one who believes in liberty. You can also continually ask him if he's planning on running as a third-party candidate. I swear, I have not seen a Ron Paul interview where they haven't asked him this question.
Right, that means you're going to lose the Republican primary, and what are you going to do when you lose? And, you know...
and he answers it the same every single time.
But they keep on asking. Look,
right.
Look, he's a Republican. He's been a Republican. He's been elected to Republican office 10 different times to the House of Representatives. He's a Republican. Maybe he's not the kind of pro-war, spend-a-whole-bunch-of-money Republicans that have been in charge of Washington for the last 6 years, but he's a Republican.
This tactic should be used often. It accomplishes two things. First, it suggests that Ron Paul is not a serious candidate for the Republican Party. And second, it will get him on record as saying he won't run for a third party. If he should happen to run third party at a later date, he can be attacked for changing his position. Now, to Ron Paul's credit, he usually answers the question without giving a real affirmative answer. He'll say 99.9% chance, or I haven't really considered it, something I'm not thinking about. So he does leave that door open. Which I think is a smart move on his case, or in his part. Ask him, here's something else you can do if you're in the media. You can ask Ron Paul if he would support the GOP nominee if he doesn't win. Ron Paul is against the Iraq war and wishes to bring the troops home from overseas in order to help stem the tide of government overspending. This makes him different from all of the other Republican candidates who support keeping our troops overseas indefinitely. As media, we must make all attempts to not only marginalize his candidacy, but also marginalize his steadfast message of linking the costs to the cost of the war on terror to our economic woes here at home. And by the way, Ron Paul very brilliantly does say whenever he's asked the question about, well, who would you support if you didn't get the nomination? And he says, nobody. I wouldn't support any of those
right,
guys.
Why do they keep on asking that question? Who would you support?
They're trying
Look, he's running for president. Who would he support for president?
Yeah.
Himself. Sick and weird.
Focus. Here's something else you can do if you're in the media. Focus on his campaign strategy rather than his message. Ron Paul's message of freedom, prosperity, and peace should be overshadowed by talk of his successful grassroots campaign. The more we focus on how he raises money and the types of supporters he has, the less time he has to talk about his message that's sure to resonate with most Americans. We must make all attempts to block or cloud that message. If it were to get out, it could spell doom for our chosen candidates.
Right. You know, who is this? Who does the media think they are, really? Telling us who the front runners are and all that other stuff, holding these polls as though they have a system that works. I mean, their polling system stinks. They call people on the telephone, former people that have voted in the Republican primary or likely to vote as Republicans. They ask them, which Republican do you like? Well, obviously those people aren't. Ron Paul's not your average Republican. Those people, the average Republican isn't going to vote for him. Plus, Ron Paul supporters are much younger, so they call them on their home telephone. Young people don't even have home telephones, but they still have a vote. The media, they just don't get it in
They're a dinosaur, Mark, is really what they
right.
are.
They print their news on newspaper, people. Nobody reads a newspaper that's under the age of 40. Well, rarely. Rarely do people under the age of 40 get their news from the newspaper. They either get it from television or the internet.
The media really right now, more so than anything else, is basically coasting on their past success. They still have a significant user base. There's still a significant number of people out there watching television channels and reading newspapers and that sort of thing. But with all the new media coming out, they can see that their user base is being slowly chipped away by things like YouTube and the iPod and that sort of thing, that these new media devices that are available. And they don't really know what to do about it. They're just sort of this old dinosaur format, and they were used to just sitting there thinking that, great, you know, we've got this semi-monopoly over this landmass that the FCC has granted us, and we'll never have to worry about any new competition coming into the game, and then all of a sudden YouTube comes out, and then, iPods out there, and now they've got all this new competition. They don't know what to do. We can talk more about it on the way here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 21st, 2007. Gold 809.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $834.26, $411.15 for half, $205.58 for quarter. That's $834.26, $411.15, and $205.58. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com for live streams. Get a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit virtually every internet connection. Just go to freetalklive.com to experience that completely free. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. That's 800-544-6359. Started out the show by, we're reading off a list of, a memo, sort of a fantasy memo, that has gone out apparently to all the members of the mainstream media as to how to handle this crazy Ron Paul campaign. We need to marginalize him as much as possible, keep his message out of the limelight, attack his supporters, because we can't attack him. He doesn't really have anything you can attack him over. You've got to marginalize him. You've got to ask him over and over again if he's going to run as a third-party candidate. You've got to ask him which GOP nominee he's going to support if he doesn't win. All kinds of questions that actually have nothing to do with his viewpoint on the issues, but just this sort of periphery stuff to the campaign that's really just not really of issue. They're trying to distract people from Ron Paul's message. That's what they're suggesting here. And we were just talking a moment ago, Mark, and I know you had something you wanted to throw into this, about the mainstream media. They're really... they don't know what to do. I mean, they don't know how to handle this new media phenomenon that's on the rise.
Well,
they're
here's
just
what
stuck in the mud.
What disappoints me about it is, look, the media hasn't known who the president was going to be all along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the last presidency, it was John Kerry when he ran, 2004.
Yeah.
They thought it was going to be Howard Dean. Before they had the elections in Iowa, Howard Dean was the front runner.
Now, isn't that funny? Because Howard Dean was supposedly the hot thing in 2004 because he had an internet campaign. But now Ron Paul, even though his internet campaign
it's the real deal. Howard Dean was a bunch
successful.
Of crap.
It's vastly more successful than Howard Dean. But all of a sudden now, internet stuff doesn't matter
right.
anymore.
It's sidelined, marginalized crap.
Right.
You know, and the media has never known. If you look at every single election, they don't know who the front runner is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they continue to tell us that they do.
Well, they act like it.
That's fine. The media is supposed to act like their product is relevant.
Right.
The newspapers are, the television are. It's the people that listen and say, "Well, I know who's going to be the president." Blah 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 blah. Ron Paul doesn't have a chance. Da 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 da. You don't know what you're talking
right.
about. And
just because Wolf Blitzer says so doesn't
right.
mean anything.
Just because they're polling at whatever they're polling at now, it doesn't matter. If you go back and you look at the polls, nobody has ever been the front runners all the way through. So all I can tell you about the presidential race is it is not going to look like it does right now after in 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Things are going to change entirely. Huckabee's running ahead in Iowa. He wasn't before. There was, Huckabee didn't have a chance. He's got $600,000 in the bank. He still doesn't have a chance, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, he's got the money bomb coming up, though, Mark. On December 27th, they're going to raise up to $1 million.
Well, Huckabee...
that's their goal.
Huckabee likely will win Iowa. After all, Iowa voted Pat Robertson in 2000. Pat Robertson! Can you imagine him as president? So, Iowa's a little too fundy for the rest of America. And, you never know what's going to happen in New Hampshire. Now, New Hampshire really matters when it comes to these elections. I mean, it's the first real primary, open primary, and we'll see what New Hampshire says. I predict, I know Ron, believe in my heart thoroughly that Ron Paul's going to get at least 20%, and I think he might win New Hampshire. There's certainly more signs here for Ron Paul than anything else.
Now, unlike the rest of the media, Free Talk Live will usually remind you that just because Mark makes a prediction doesn't mean that he knows what he's talking about.
Right. I'm just some guy who's watching the numbers.
And
I am here in New Hampshire, unlike people in 49 other states.
That much is true, but it just really goes to show the difference between a show like ours and a lot of the other shows on the radio. You know, if you listen to somebody like Rush Limbaugh, it's that same mentality that infects the rest of the mainstream media. It's, Rush, of course, is going to claim that, well, it's a bunch of liberals out there in the media. Well, okay, whatever. You're all a bunch of authoritarians, as far as I'm concerned. You like big government as long as it's, the people that you want in charge of the big government. And they all act like they know what they're talking about. Rush Limbaugh, this, one hand tied behind my back, I'm 99% right all the time.
Right, he only has to be right. He has, I would love to see the numbers and who really comes up with this. But, you know, you only have to be wrong 1% of the time in order to, for Rush to miss this one. And I don't think he's predicting at this point who's going to win and who isn't.
No, I was just talking about the general mentality of the media.
None of the Republican candidates are from states that count. Rudy Giuliani's from New York. You think Rudy Giuliani's going to beat Hillary Clinton in New York? Do you think Rudy Giuliani is going to get elected in New York at all? I mean, it's a blue state. Forget it. He's probably not even going to carry that state if he does manage to be the Republican nominee. Romney from Massachusetts, that's not one of the big states. How many electoral votes do they have? None compared to New York, Texas, Florida, California, the ones that count. The Fred Thompson's from Tennessee. Please. Like, what's that count for? McCain's from Arizona. None of these guys have one of the states that count. You have to be in.
Does Arkansas count? I mean, Bill Clinton won back in the day.
Yeah.
Again, that's all kind of.
But Bill Clinton would not have won if it hadn't been for Perot pulling away the votes, the Republican votes from George Bush Sr.
Couple more pointers on how the media can attack Ron Paul.
Bill Clinton never got a majority of the votes.
To marginalize him as much as possible. You can attack Ron Paul for not returning donations from fringe supporters. White supremacists and prostitutes have donated money to Ron Paul, and that is bad. We can use our political correctness and superior morality as a weapon and ask him why he doesn't return that donation money. After all, a white supremacist would do more good with having an extra $500 in his pocket than a doctor who's delivered over 4,000 babies while preaching peace and equal rights for everyone. This has to be the most absurd attack yet. Have you seen these interviews, Mark, asking him about the white supremacist contributions?
Right. They would just love to marginalize Dr. Paul.
But
anyway,
Paul does such a great job at answering this one. He points out, well, why would I want to put that money back into their pocket? That's just money that they can spend promoting their hate agenda. Ron Paul's not a white supremacist, nor is he... somebody that goes to a strip club or somebody that's going to go to a brothel.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean he can't take money from those people. If those are people that support his message of liberty...
They're Americans. I don't see why it matters.
Yeah. And then Ron Paul also says, am I supposed to vet all of my 37,000 or 50,000 donators on, he got over 57,000 donations on the most recent money bomb date.
Yeah.
Is he supposed to go through it person by person and find out if that individual is morally reprehensible or not?
I mean, are you telling me that some white supremacist out there somewhere hasn't donated to Mike Huckabee or Rudy Giuliani or Fred Thompson? Are you telling me that?
Yeah, it's outrageous. Here's another one, though. Abolishing the IRS is crazy. You could attack his stance, if you're in the media, on abolishing the IRS and replacing it with nothing. If you attack that, that's also effective. After all, most Americans don't know that we could do without the income tax if we just went back to the same level of government spending we had in the 1990s. A great method is to reply to his answer with an incredulous, replace it with nothing? How can the government function? This tactic will scare people into believing in how the government always has our best interests at heart. It will help people to ignore the fact that Ron Paul also wants to cut government spending drastically as well. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. And those include the our archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go grab them up for free at freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of chemicals, including boric acid and fire retardants. Does this bother you? Well, it should, because you're breathing that stuff all night. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. They have crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231. Starting out tonight, we've been giving a list, sort of an unofficial list of the different tactics the media has been using, the mainstream media has been using to attack.
Because it certainly isn't us that's mainstream.
The Ron Paul campaign, no doubt about that. when Free Talk Live is the mainstream, we'll have already won, I think.
Right.
And it's just kind of, it's an accurate list. I mean, they're doing everything they can to try to marginalize Ron Paul and his campaign, and they do whatever they can to keep away from letting Ron Paul actually talk about the issues. So, I mean, there are some obvious exceptions to this, and I have to say that the Glenn Beck interview, which I did watch a couple of days ago, was pretty darn fair. I have to say that
that was a
great interview. But otherwise, the little five-minute segments he has on MSNBC and CNN
and apparently they had to threaten him with death for him to get that interview, though.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, that's what he claimed on the interview itself, is that, you know, he was giving Ron a fair interview and everything, but that some of Ron Paul's supporters had threatened him with killing him, and he had bodyguards and a SWAT team, the whole deal. So, you know, that's what it took to get their attention.
I see.
A couple of weeks before that, and I thought it was a great interview. And I know that Glenn Beck has some libertarian leanings and all, but a couple of weeks before that, he did a story on the Ron Paul money bomb that occurred on Guy Fawkes Day,
mm-hmm.
and sort of drew some parallels between Ron Paul's supporters and terrorists.
Sure.
So, I mean, I like what he did with the interview, but it looks like somebody had to scare the bejesus out of him to get it to happen.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I do know that the media certainly has been trying to attack Ron Paul based on his supporters. You know, because some of them are crackpot conspiracy theorists, that must mean Ron Paul's a conspiracy theorist. Or because some of them are white supremacists or strippers or, you know, prostitutes in Nevada, then that must mean Ron Paul supports all those people. And it's just absurd, and it's not true at all. And I think Ron Paul's done a good job of batting all that off so far. But here's the final tip for people in the mainstream media as to how to marginalize Ron Paul's campaign. Label him as an isolationist for his foreign policy views.
Right.
Since he wants to bring our troops home not just from Iraq, but all the other 130 occupied countries, he should be deemed an isolationist. It doesn't matter that Ron Paul wants free trade and travel with other countries and thus is not an isolationist, but instead a non-interventionist.
Right. Now, that's the difference. And the media can't be this stupid. The other presidential candidates cannot be this stupid. They have to know what the difference between an isolationist and a non-interventionist is. Look, we just don't want to go to other countries and kill them. That's what a non-interventionist is. We don't want to send our troops over there to keep the peace, which troops don't keep peace. Troops carry guns. Mm-hmm. Troops kill people. Now,
doesn't matter if they aren't shooting people. They're still there carrying weapons around.
Right. It's the threat of shooting people. Look at Saudi Arabia. We have bases there. Obviously, there's no conflict going on in Saudi Arabia, but where were the terrorists from 9/11 that attacked us? Where were they
from?
Saudis. I wonder why. Perhaps they are somewhat disenchanted with their leaders there, their king. The United States government is supporting a king. Does that not make you sick? I mean, we fought over two centuries ago, we fought a war to free ourselves from a king. And now we're supporting one in Saudi Arabia? Of course those people want to kill us.
Yep.
We're the muscle behind the throne over there.
Just as Americans would be angry if Ethiopia decided to set up a military base in their city.
How mad would we be if
Red China,
yes, decided that they were going to put their military force behind Bill Clinton,
yeah,
and he was going to stay in office as long as he wanted, or George Bush, and he was going to stay in office just as long as he wanted? Well, we'd be pretty darn mad. As a matter of fact, we'd be real mad. We'd want to depose George Bush, but we wouldn't know that we wouldn't be able to unless we got China out of our backyard. How would we get China out? Well, we'd attack them.
What other way can you do it? You can't ask them nicely.
I don't understand how Americans do not get this. They think that the Middle Easterners hate us because of Britney Spears and Coca-Cola. They hate our freedom. They hate our liberty.
I think it's just
look at the TSA, America.
Yeah.
The terrorists took your freedom. They took it on 9/11. You gave it to them because that's the only way they can get it.
I think that it's easy to ask why Americans don't get it, and then there's probably several different answers to that question. It probably just has more to do with them not thinking than anything else. They're just repeating what they're told. They're repeating what they hear on Rush Limbaugh or the mainstream media or whatever it is that they're, wherever they're getting their information from, whatever biased pro-state, pro-government information it is they're getting, they just repeat it. People don't think. They're too busy with other things. They're, you know, trying to figure out how to put food on the table. They don't have the time to think about international politics. And it wouldn't take a lot of thinking, but I just don't think they're doing any. 800-259-9231. Let's go across the pond. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ziggy in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Ziggy. What's on your mind?
Right. Okay. Couple of stories from the UK. First of all, yesterday, the police, a couple of years ago after the 7/7 bombings here, The day afterwards, they accidentally shot an innocent Brazilian on a tube train.
Okay, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
John Charles Jimenez, I can't pronounce the name. Anyways, yesterday it was said that no prosecution will be made against any police involved.
No.
You know, if we killed an innocent person, we'd go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
The police go back out on patrol.
You know, Ziggy, even if it were an accident, we'd still spend a whole hell of a lot of time in court and possibly go in for some sort of negligent homicide or manslaughter charge. I mean, even if we didn't intend on killing that person, yeah, we would be facing some serious trouble.
That's exactly what I was saying. And also, the Labour government have said now they want to ban prostitution. Now, let me explain the law here. Basically, there's no law about paying for sex because you can't really prove that people pay for sex.
Hmm.
There is a law against soliciting advertising.
Okay.
But now the government actually wants to ban paying for sex.
Oh, that's an awful idea.
And, you know, if they do that, I'll bet the rape and sexual assaults will go up.
Sure.
And secondly, I'd like to remind people in power of what John Stuart Mill once said: over mind and body, the individual is sovereign.
Yeah,
that's how it should be.
It's your body. You should be able to sell the services of it anyone
also,
you want.
Also, on the Ron Paul bit, I have taken an awful lot of stick. I've got to fess up here. I am a member of the Liberal Democrat Party in this country.
I don't even know what that
Liberals
means.
Liberals are slightly different here. They are more to the right on the spectrum. And basically, when I said I want to support this guy makes sense to me. I got an awful lot of flack about him being an isolationist, basically everything he listed.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly the bit about the fact that he sticks to his principles.
That's something bad?
This guy cannot be manipulated. He cannot be bought.
Well, the politicians sure don't like that crap. I mean, in Washington, D.C., they don't understand how somebody can't, you know, compromise and get along. They don't understand somebody who's uncompromising when it comes to the Constitution.
And I actually know socialists here who like Ron Paul. And they like Ron Paul because they know what they're going to get.
Yeah, they're all across the spectrum here in the United States, too, as fans of Ron Paul.
Yeah, seriously, is he doing... I mean, the problem is, I'm trying to convince people over here, because they get their news from CNN and CNS. What's the other
one? You guys have Sky News over there, right? Like, that's your version of
Fox.
Yeah,
that's owned by Murdoch, and
right.
We all know how Fox News have treated Ron Paul in the States. But basically, I have said, from what I've heard on the ground in New Hampshire, he's doing far better than any media report.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely true. I'm here in New Hampshire, and he's got more signs than anybody.
I think we're going to see a pleasant surprise come the New Hampshire primary. Ziggy, as always, good hearing from you, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Whether you're in another country or right here in good old America, you're welcome to participate in the show and bring up whatever you want. Toll free. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600 or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there completely free.
I was just wondering, you know, how many radio shows do you suppose are actually live on December the 22nd on Saturday? I can't imagine too many people are working.
I would say even less radio shows will be live on Monday night, Christmas Eve, and even fewer live on Christmas Day, but Free Talk Live will be here every single day next week.
Can you
imagine
a radio show doing a live Christmas? I think, I mean, besides a DJ spending some, you know, ho-ho-ho.
That doesn't happen. They're all computer run. There's nobody in your local radio station next week.
No. If a tsunami hit on Christmas Day, there'd be nobody to tell you what the hell was going on.
We should be fair, Mark. There are some stations that do have staff that operate 24 hours a day. I don't know which ones they are, though. It's usually a safe bet that if you're listening to music radio, there's not a soul in the building. They just flip that sucker on autopilot mode, and the computer takes you all the way through the holidays. But we will be doing live programming, and we are here live tonight, and we'll be live all next week, though you won't be here, Mark. You're going on vacation.
Yeah, I'm going back to see my mom. It's Christmas time, and my best friend's getting married, so it's time to go back to Florida for a little
bit. All right, by the time the week's over, no one will even remember you were here.
Yeah, sure. Do you know what's going to happen with this show while I'm gone? You're going to say something horrifying.
Oh,
to the public.
our talented co-hosts will be here sitting in for you.
Our station, you know, one of our stations will be ready to quit by the time I get back.
I need
to be here to keep you in line.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, freetalklive.com. Go there. Get interactive. If you like the show, then we'd like to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum. But the purpose of the AMP program is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get us on more radio stations across the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that sounds neat, then go learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. We go to the phone calls. Talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
When I heard you mention Howard Dean's name, I thought I'd share with you my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Howard Dean was knocked out of the race, I believe, because he's a true outsider and he was truly against the war.
Now, wait a minute. Now, when you say he's a true outsider, I don't claim to know a lot about this dude.
I mean, as far as Washington.
But wasn't he the head of the Democratic National Committee?
No, not before.
He was afterwards.
Afterwards. Okay.
Yeah, right. So he was just the governor of Vermont.
And the reason that I think there's a bit of a conspiracy is the way that this shakes out. And Ziggy mentioned that, you know, politicians tend to not like somebody if they'll stick to their positions.
Right,
I think Howard Dean, they just didn't know his positions other than maybe the war, and they didn't like that.
Hmm.
But here's what happened. You got a guy on the campaign trail, and he's out there rallying troops, and he does his Dean scream, as it came to be known.
Yeah.
But this kind of stuff goes on at rallies. And he's maybe more energetic than some.
Right.
But he's doing that right along and throughout the campaign. All of a sudden, on one day, they got the clip, they got the right footage, and they started to relentlessly start playing this so-called Dean scream over and over.
Right.
And this is as right when Dean was rising and rising and rising, and the true insider, measured by his willingness to flip and flip and flip and flip on positions.
Right.
Just like George Bush did, if you see what he campaigned on, and then the people who surround him tell him, I'm sure it's just advice that he's listening to. All the people that are around him are telling him he can no longer follow these policies. So maybe he truly meant what he said, but now he's surrounded by people. Mm. So you've got a guy, a true insider like Kerry, that they know will flip on any issue. You got George Bush. These are the two kind of guys they need, and I think that the establishment people don't really care if it's a Republican or a Democrat, because there is, as it was once said, not a dime's worth of difference.
Yeah.
You got Dean going down. Yeah, I mean, you got Dean going up and Kerry going down, and almost like it was synchronized on one day, every single media outlet, talk radio, TV, from including NPR. They just started relentlessly playing this over and over and over.
Do you really think that's what did it? The fact that they played a sound clip over and over
again? I think that's what did it, but do you think
that... They made him look like a crazy man.
But do you think that the media was given talking points from somewhere? Did they follow some order, get marching orders from somewhere, John?
I think that these people, when their boss says to them, why aren't you playing that Dean scream today? I think they probably shake in their boots and say, I think I better start playing that. Now, the reason that I mention this is just as a forewarning so that all the Ron Paul supporters don't get spooked.
I can't imagine the Ron Paul supporters are going to get spooked if something silly like that were to happen. In fact, I think if it's true that it was the Dean scream that was, you know, that sealed his fate, that encouraged people to steer away from his campaign, I think that really says something sad about the state of American politics. That
you don't think that the state of American politics is sad?
Well, I do, but I think that really says something, that you know, all it takes is one little outburst, a silly
scream.
It's not
the one little outburst, my friend. It's the repetition and the commentary to make him. They didn't make it sound like he was a guy excited at the campaign stop and rallying the troops. They made it look like he was a complete lunatic. My point of it is that they. Certainly, all of these candidates have these what they are called opposition research. They know all the dirt and any little possible thing going back to early childhood on each other.
Yeah.
And they will float trial balloons like they're doing now, you know, whether it's the racist thing or whether it's the 911 conspiracy kooks or whatever it is. They float these trial balloons to see what's going to catch.
What's
going to
hurt the most.
Right. What's going to shake the thing? And I believe at some point you are going to see a relentless attack through talk radio and TV.
I think you're going to see that point when the first when the New Hampshire primary happens.
Right.
When
once they realize
he's
that he's
serious.
That Ron Paul is a real danger to the Republican establishment.
It's going
to
come on
and
heavy.
Washington, period.
It's it's going to come on heavy and strong, and the supporters need to be aware that it's coming.
I think it'll be great when that happens, because that just means more attention for Ron Paul's campaign. Ron Paul's not going to back down. He's not going to pull out. I don't think that's going to be a problem, but yes, you're right. We should be expecting it.
Just and be ready, folks.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. And as you said earlier, Mark, you know, Ron Paul's pretty much a Boy Scout. He doesn't have anything in his past that we know of, at least. And if he did, they'd probably already have drudged that up.
Well, you know, there's a couple of things that they can, you know, say about him and drag up. But it's nothing that they can't be, that if somebody looks at and looks at fairly, that they won't look at, you know, and realize that, oh, well, that's nothing. But, you know, there's a couple of things out there.
And I think that hopefully the Ron Paul campaign is so original and so different that they would have brought in some supporters. A lot of these people that, for instance, have never voted before that are now interested in the Ron Paul campaign, many of the apathetic folks have had their apathy cured by the Ron Paul mm-hmm. campaign. I think that these are the types of people that are not going to be swayed by some bizarre sound clip. You know, oh, our candidate screamed, so I can't support him anymore. I mean, what is the mentality there? Is it when Rush Limbaugh plays a sound clip over and over again that ruins someone's campaign? These media organizations playing a sound clip, playing the video clip, that's what killed Howard Dean's campaign? I mean, I understand people vote based on what someone looks like and the sound of their voice and the color of their hair and everything.
But early on, you know, Ian, early on things matter. You know, people haven't made their decisions.
I guess I'm just hoping the Ron Paul supporters aren't that shallow.
They're not.
800-259-9231.
I mean, Ron Paul's raised more money in one day than any candidate ever has.
That's a good point.
When they're giving money, they're not shallow.
Let's go to the phones. Dr. Dennis in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Dennis.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I was just wondering about the Ron Paul campaign. I was a Kucinich supporter. In fact, I think I emailed the show and you read it about a week ago.
Okay.
I made the comparison between Kucinich and Ron Paul.
Perhaps.
I think I'm on board with Ron Paul, but one of the sticking points with me is that he proposes to bring all the troops home from around the world. Now, how many troops do you think is around the world?
A whole lot. Most of them.
200,000?
I was thinking a million. Maybe I'm a little high.
I think it's more than that. I read that there's 75,000 today. I read there's 75,000 in Germany alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we bring troops home to the U.S., what happens to those guys? Do we lay them off, or do we keep them as troops, and then we have, like, kind of more of a police state than we already have? And if we do lay them off, do you think the local governments will hire them as police, so then we have more police? So what's the solution you guys think?
The solution is what they did back in, I think it was the late 90s. It might have been the mid-90s. Anyway, you know, they just, Clinton was in charge, and they didn't have as many people, and they gave people the option to get out of their service contract. And many of them took it. About half of the military said, oh, yeah! Which, of course, kids, if you're thinking about going in the military, realize that most of the people that were in the military aren't in there anymore. It's because it sucks, and they left.
Dennis, we can discuss this more. If you want to hang, we'll put you on hold. 800-259-9231, hour 2's on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Spike.